Dreamscape presents Dark is the Night by Michael Todd, Michael Anderley, and Laurie Starkey. Narrated by Emily Beresford. 1. As the fires raged across the rugged, lava-covered landscape of hell, Moloch leaned back in his office chair with his feet up on his desk, munching on caramel-drizzled turtles. The turtles were alive, just like every other creature he devoured, and he liked the way their feet tickled the roof of his mouth. He chuckled as he swallowed. He much preferred turtles over kittens. The fur in their tiny little dew claws always got stuck between his back teeth. He picked the last one up and turned it back and forth in his hand, his eyes crinkling with amusement as its feet waved uselessly in the air and its little head poked in and out of its shell. He swirled the caramel over it, the turtle's struggles causing it to plop over one eye. Moloch caught the drip with a swipe of his sandpaper tongue and tossed the turtle in before the caramel landed on his carpet.
Next time I'll have to add a few nuts.
He rubbed his distended belly and let out a large belch.
Or maybe not.
He pulled his feet down from the desk and stood up, then wiped his mouth with a small cloth napkin as he walked over to his special fireplace. He ran his fingers over the tiny writhing souls, but he could take none of his usual joy in their silent screams as their essences flickered like candles in the breeze. Usually, their terror cheered him right up, but the loss of the last several battles and the humans' increasing successes in tactical warfare against the demons had gotten to him. He found no solace in anything these days. Moloch strolled over to the window and stared at the lava pits with his hands behind his back. The souls below toiled without respite in the fire and brimstone. Their cries of pain mingled with the cracking of whips, and even that didn't move him. He rubbed his chin, thinking about everything that had happened to bring him to this low point. It was all down to that pain in the ass, Lilith. His lip curled. Katie and Lilith had become his biggest nemeses. They showed up every time he set a plan in motion and destroyed everything every time his demons had the upper hand. He had come to the conclusion that once they showed up, the battle was pretty much over. Moloch wasn't going to let one failed plan, not even his plan at that, get in the way of achieving his goal. He may have sacrificed his broader intentions for T'Chez when he'd goaded him into facing Lilith, but he'd
Sample complete. Ready to continue?